Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk hosts as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here. The gang is reunited. Rob Brenton is back, fresh off of jury duty, and we got a lot to get into. We are taking you up to the royal debut for Jack Caglione as he is set to make his major league debut coming up later today in St. Louis against the St. Louis Cardinals. Vern will be on the show coming up at 4 o'clock today to get you ready for that. Rex Hudler is scheduled to be on the show coming up in exactly 1 hour. There is no better person to get you excited for the major league debut of Jack Caglione than our dear friend Rex Hudler. He'll be on the show coming up in a little bit. We're also going to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. So we have you covered wall-to-wall with Jack Caglione's major league debut. We certainly appreciate you guys making us a part of your Tuesday. Before we get going, let me remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, it'd be great if you could tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, I would really like it if you would tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you just told one person to check out the show, you know what? I would appreciate that very much. All right, let's get into this. The odds for Jack Caglione to win Rookie of the Year have drastically changed over the course of the last week. Now, that is to be expected. Basically, since the story from Jeff Passan that let us know that this was on the radar for the Kansas City Royals, that was the time to get in on the investment if that's what you decided to do. Now, I mean, it's a decent return if Jack Caglione wins Rookie of the Year, but the real gold mine was getting it a couple of weeks ago. Now, let me give you the stats of what the Rookie of the Year has been the last couple of seasons. Because yesterday, Rob, when you were out, a lot of people were mentioning that the Royals think this can be their savior, or could he potentially be their savior for this offense. Now, I don't think that's a realistic expectation. We're talking about a player who is yet to have a major league at bat. I don't think the expectation is for him to come in and be a savior. I do think there is an expectation, especially with how quickly he has gotten here, especially with how good of a college player he was, how solid of a minor leaguer he was, how the offense has been consistent. I do think there is an expectation that he can contribute to what you have offensively and be an upgrade over, well, basically everybody they have tried at the positions that he is going to play this season. So The last position player to win Rookie of the Year was Gunnar Henderson. You guys have certainly heard of him. Very talented shortstop who plays for the Baltimore Orioles. So we did his stats from June 1 until the end of the season. It's not fair to count May and April numbers. Jack Caglione wasn't up at that point. Gunnar Henderson, from June 1st until the end of the season, hit .276 with a .322 on-base percentage, had an OPS of .856, had 23 home runs and 68 RBIs after Memorial Day. We'll go to Julio Rodriguez, very talented player for the Seattle Mariners. He hit .293, had an on-base percentage of .360, had an OPS of .918, 22 home runs and 52 RBIs from June 1 until the end of the season. Again, the expectation is not for Jack Caglione to fly in and save the Kansas City Royals offense. We'll talk more about that as the show progresses. But if you are looking at a savior, Vinny needs to be a savior. Salvador Perez needs to be a savior. They need to get the power numbers for Bobby Witt Jr. back on track. If you were talking about someone swooping in and saving the Royals offense, but if you are telling me that there is a chance, if Jack Caglione is the prospect and is the player and continues to translate offensively the way that a lot of people think that he can, they just potentially added a .280 hitter who could hit 20 home runs and drive in runs for you for the rest of the season. Think about the protection that that gives you in the lineup for a team that I still think is going to go out and make a move at the deadline. Adding those two players for the final 100 games of the season is a massive swing for an offense that doesn't look like it has a pulse on most nights. So I wanted to give you guys the numbers. If you are very excited about Jack Caglione, and you certainly should be, the Royals just haven't had too many days like this before. We discussed it yesterday. It's a little bit different than Gordon's debut in the major leagues. Gordon's debut was on opening day. It's a little bit different than Bobby Witt Jr.'s first game. We're talking about opening day. We're talking about a random Tuesday in June that now feels like the most important regular season game of the season because of the opponent and also because of the major league debut for one of the more anticipated Royals prospects that we've seen in quite some time. So that's the first part of it. Now, the second part of this that I want to talk about with Jack Caglione, as we will be joined by the Storm Chasers play-by-play broadcaster who got 12 games to see Jack Caglione. There are two things that I feel pretty confident in with him. Let's talk about the positive. The offensive numbers. I just gave you the Rookie of the Year. Sam McDowell had this stat in the Kansas City Star. In pitches thrown in the strike zone, Jack Caglione this year had a .394 average and a .970 slugging percentage on balls thrown inside the strike zone. That was the fourth best of any hitter in AAA this year. If they are going to pitch to him, and he is obviously going to get pitches to hit, I have very little doubt that he will be able to translate offensively. Look at the numbers. Everywhere he's gone, he's hit. I don't have too many questions on whether or not he's going to be able to hit at this level because we have a history and a track record to suggest I think he's going to be able to translate there. The other thing, though, and the thing that I'd be a little bit concerned about with Jack Caglione is I think he's going to strike out a bunch. So I just gave you the numbers on the positive. On balls thrown inside the strike zone, he hit .394 with a .970 slugging percentage. Incredible averages. He swung at 24 pitches out of the strike zone in his first 10 games down in AAA. He is going to swing a bunch. Now, some of that is just the way that baseball is taught very differently in years past, and it's also something that I think it's pretty clear that Jack Caglione needs to work on, and you are expecting it to improve as he becomes a more disciplined eye and continues to grow as a player. To put that into a percentage, he swung on 36% of pitches outside of the strike zone. He's going to swing very freely. He's going to miss on a lot of pitches, I think the numbers suggest. But I think you are pretty clearly willing to take what you deem to be the overwhelming positives than the couple of flaws in his game. I think they're going to bring him around pretty slowly in the outfield. He's only played 14 games of outfield in the minors. So I don't know if he yet is going to be your everyday right fielder. I think he'll play a little bit of right field, but I think they are going to experiment, play him at a little bit of first base, play him as some designated hitter, play him where he's played in college and feels comfortable, and also continue to play him in the outfield at a position that the Royals desperately need a little bit of impact and a little bit of a power bat. But the Royals are going to put him in the lineup. They should put him in the lineup. And I also don't think that he's someone that you can be afraid of. Throw him in where you normally would. Don't hide him and put him at seventh and eighth. No, build your ideal lineup. So when we get that lineup, maybe it's out, Rob, and I just haven't seen it. I want to see him hitting fourth or fifth. Maybe you hit him at sixth, but I don't want this to be a scenario where you got him hitting eighth today. No, you brought him up here as someone who can help energize this offense. Build the ideal lineup. There are no more reinforcements coming for this team, not in the short term, not before the trade deadline. This is it. So right now, you have the ability, if you are the Royals, to build out your, quote, playoff lineup today. You had an off day yesterday. Everybody is healthy. You go out there and you try to build the ideal lineup today to go out there to take advantage of a pitcher who has an over 4 ERA and a ballpark that's pretty favorable to offensive players. And let's see if you can get this offense going and turn this thing around from the offensive perspective. Coming up on the other side, we're going to head to Omaha, Nebraska to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers. We'll find out how the 2 weeks went for Jack Caglione up there as we are getting ready for his debut, as he is set to debut later today right here on 96.5 The Fan against the St. Louis Cardinals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rob, usually when we have guests join us on the show, they got a little age, they got a little seasoning. We're very happy to welcome Nick Batters on the show. He's the Omaha Storm Chasers play-by-play broadcaster. Rob, have you seen a picture of this young man? He looks like a pup. If I asked him who's the best player he's seen, he's going to say like Juan Soto or somebody. He's not going to go back in the archives. He's not going to give us a Barry Bonds. He's not going to give us a Daryl Strawberry or something. He's going to say somebody that just started playing about a week ago. Have you seen this young guy? He might be the youngest guest we've ever had on the show. We've had college players on the show. We got a young gun joining us on the show today. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Omaha Storm Chasers play-by-play broadcaster. Nick Batters joins us on the show today. Nick, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Carrington, I'm doing well. I appreciate it. I was thinking about it. The last time that you and I talked, that probably would have been about Bobby Witt Jr. a few years ago. So to answer your question, he might be the best player I've seen in person.
Okay, that makes sense because I'm sitting here looking at it. You look like you're 23, 24 years old. How long have you been doing this?
So this is my ninth season in professional baseball. I mean, I've worked in indie ball, the Australian Baseball League rookie ball, but this is my fifth year in the Royals organization. I was down at AA Northwest Arkansas for a couple of years, and now this is year three for me in Omaha.
Well, congratulations. We're happy to have you on the show today. Nick Batters is the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers. So let's just talk about this. You didn't get a chance to see Jack Caglione for very long while he was there. What was the buzz like? What was the energy like? What was the anticipation for? I mean, he really only got 1 week in Omaha.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I figured he wouldn't be here for all that long. I don't know if I could have predicted 2 weeks. I'm glad I got to see him for a week on the road in Salt Lake City before seeing him at Warner Park. It was a treat. It was fun. I mean, even I kind of talked about it over the course of the week here in Omaha, but when Jack Caglione stepped to the plate, the buzz in the ballpark just sounded a little bit different. And honestly, that was even the case in Salt Lake when we were on the road for his first week at AAA. And that was a fun week because when Jack got to Omaha for his first AAA games, the Angels also promoted their top prospect, Christian Moore. And he was drafted just a couple picks behind Jack last year. So the two of them were making their AAA debuts at the same time. They both had great weeks. And when either of them stepped to the ballpark, you could see that every fan was a little more focused, and rightfully so, because it was a fun couple of weeks.
We were trying to think of how many times the Royals have had a prospect like this. Alex Gordon was a little bit different, his debut, because it was on opening day. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. His debut was also on opening day. So that kind of changes the calculus and the excitement because everybody's excited. It's the first game of the season. You've seen all of these guys come through Omaha. How many prospects have you seen that have anticipated this kind of excitement and intrigue around them?
I can't think of anyone that's had this kind of excitement and intrigue since Bobby in 21, probably. And at the time, I was with the Naturals, so him starting his AA career a little different than Jack getting called up to AAA, and part of it was COVID, and the attendance was constricted at the minor league level to begin 2021. But the excitement on social media, the excitement of the ballpark, I mean, even just seeing the number of kids that want the player's autograph, I really haven't seen anything like it since Bobby, and at least over the last 5 years, these two kind of stand out amongst everyone else.
We had J.J. Cooper on the show yesterday, and he said that he feels Jack Caglione has the best raw power of a Royals prospect since Bo Jackson. You got a chance to see that raw power. What is it like in person?
Oh, it's special. I'm always trying to watch batting practice down on the field. To be clear, it's an everyday thing for me. If the Chasers are taking batting practice, I'm down by the cage watching, but it was extra special to be able to watch Jack hit. It sounds cliche, but you know, the ball just kind of sounds different off his bat. It goes a little further. It's hit a little faster. So it was special, especially in Salt Lake. And none of the home runs that he hit in games in Salt Lake, I think, were elevation aided. I mean, they all would have been out at any ballpark. But batting practice at elevation was especially fun.
A lot of people have discussed his chase rate and swinging on pitches out of the zone. You got a chance to see that as well. He had 9 strikeouts in 12 games. Is that as big of a worry that people have presented it to be?
That's a good question. And for me, it's a little tough to pinpoint because I only had, like you said, about 2 weeks with him. There were definitely a few at-bats where he went down on say, three strikes, and it was chasing pitches out of the zone, but it wasn't as much of an issue as I expected it to be. I was really impressed with how quickly he adapted. He didn't draw a lot of, I think he drew one walk last week, and it was an intentional walk. This is in Salt Lake City. He was intentionally walked once, but he drew some walks this past week. So he was, he seemed to be able to make that adjustment quickly. And really the adjustments were the biggest thing that stood out to me this week. He wasn't chasing as much. He was walking a little more, and he was hitting for the opposite field a little more. And I would imagine, I have no insight, but I would imagine those are the kinds of things that the Royals see as a positive progression, and perhaps why he has warranted an opportunity so quickly in the big leagues.
This feels like this is sort of the gift and a curse of having someone that has that kind of power, especially now in the modern game. Just strikeouts, they don't count as much as they used to. There isn't the stigma around it than it was 20 years ago when it comes to striking out. That it feels like that's a trade that you are willing to take for the raw power that he has.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, you hope the strikeout numbers cut down. But, I mean, he had more runs batted in with Omaha than he did games played, and that was the case in Northwest Arkansas as well. So you look at what he did at the minor league level as a whole this year, he drove in more runs than he played games, and that's always a good ratio to have. So you hope the strikeout numbers go down, you hope the chase and the swing and miss lower a little bit. But, I mean, the strikeout rate was still relatively low with Omaha. I mean, you look at the storm chaser hitters as a whole, and Jack did have one of the lower strikeout rates among, let's say, players that played 10 games. So it's encouraging that the strikeout rate seemed to lower a little bit at AAA, but when you're getting that kind of run production, I mean, there's definitely a trade-off.
Right now, we're talking to Nicholas Batter here for a couple more minutes. He is the play-by-play voice for the Omaha Storm Chasers, not just from the Royals' perspective, because we know they haven't had that many prospects like this. How many prospects have you seen or covered that just ran through the minor leagues so quickly and made it look so easy? We're talking about a guy who played 50 games in the minor leagues if you add his time in Omaha and Northwest Arkansas, and now he's making his major league debut. I feel like it's starting to happen more and more. How many of those guys have you seen? How many of those guys have you covered?
It's definitely becoming more common, and I want to be careful because I don't want to make any comparisons, but in thinking of people that I've seen come through either Omaha or Northwest Arkansas over the last several years, Julio Rodriguez in 2021 stands out. He wasn't with the Arkansas Travelers all that long, and he got up to Seattle pretty quickly. Granted, you know, he had more time in the minor leagues with Jack. I think I was very fortunate we got to see Paul Skeens start last year with Indianapolis against the Storm Chasers. Again, that's a guy who debuted within a year of being drafted, so kind of a similar timeline. That was a fun afternoon. I would have loved to see Omaha have success against Paul Skeens, but it was still a treat to watch, and it didn't wind up all that long after he was facing Omaha. He made it up to the big leagues with the Pirates. Those are a couple that jump out to me. We got a little bit of Pete Crow Armstrong with the Iowa Cubs. He was in AAA a little longer. I'm trying to think. Those are the ones that stand out to me. But we've been fortunate. There have been a lot of top 100 prospects that have come through Omaha over the last few years.
I have to ask you about the defense for Jack Caglione. I believe he's only played 14 games in the outfield so far in his minor league career, so it's not like you or I have a real big sample size of what that looks like defensively. What have you kind of heard? What have you seen about his defensive ability? And for the guys that you've scouted, what is usually the learning curve that it is where you're going to go from being a position player, first baseman type, to now switching to left or right field?
It's interesting. In the 12 games that he played with Omaha, he was in the outfield for 7 of them. Played a few games at first. He DH'd a couple of times. And I think let me pull it up here. He played 7 games in the outfield with Omaha. He caught 6 fly balls in game. So, I mean, it was less than one fly ball caught per game played in the outfield. So it was not only a small sample size of games played, but quite frankly, there just wasn't a lot to work with in terms of evaluation. And that's something that with Rusty Kuntz being around the team the last couple of weeks, I kind of picked his brain a little bit, like, what do you want to see from him? And all of the pregame work that Jack put in, he looked fantastic. I mean, Rusty sung his praises with how he handled everything pregame, but in game's a little different. And it wasn't a big sample size. There weren't that many challenging plays, but he held his own in the outfield. There was nothing that gave me pause for concern. And I'm excited to see what his arm can do in right field, honestly. He didn't have any outfield assists with Omaha. He did have one throw to the plate. It was a close play at home. The throw was over 90 miles an hour from right field. And when you have outfielders throwing the ball over 90 miles an hour, that's a pretty strong throw. So it's tough to say. And I get the sense the learning curve can be challenging, but he's smart. He's a good baseball guy, athletic, eager to learn, eager to do well, willing to put in the work. So I'm not surprised. That's a position he's played before. It's not like the outfield is the moon to him. But I get the sense that he's adapted pretty well, and it's not much of a surprise to anyone.
Two-part question here. What are you looking for to determine if a prospect is ready? And, I mean, do you think that Jack is ready to handle the expectation, handle major league pitching, handle being a professional big leaguer?
Yeah, everything about the way that Jack conducted himself when he was in Omaha, whether it was with the media, with his teammates, with fans, just watching the way that he went about his business, I'm not surprised that he was called up so quickly, I think you could say. He kind of just looks like a big leaguer when you watch him walk in the field or when you watch him stand in the batter's box. He looks like a big leaguer. So I do think that I'll be curious to see what the adjustment is to big league pitching. I'm not totally sure what to expect there. There are probably going to be some struggles. I do think there's a good chance he has some success. I do think he's probably ready for the big leagues. It's just tough to say after such a small sample size of the minor leagues in general, even going back to high A quad cities. But with the prospect of his caliber, with the track record of the minors, I would not be surprised if the big league slump or struggles are pretty minor.
Last couple of questions here, Nick, and we appreciate your time. First off, we love asking people for their player comparisons. Do you have one with Jack Caglione? We've heard Pete Alonso thrown out there. We had J.J. Cooper on. He compared him to early Giancarlo Stanton. So we've heard some comparisons. Do you have one? Is there a prospect or player that he reminds you of?
Well, if there's one singular person that he reminds me of, and I'm always a little wary with comparisons, but I think the names that you mentioned are fair. I mean, he's 6'5", 250 pounds, and the players that are that size in the major leagues, whether it's early Stanton, Alonso, and Aaron Judge is a big guy. I do see similarities in his the power, the contact skills, just the way that he looks on the field does kind of remind me of, I think, those three guys between Alonso, Stanton, and Judge. There are kind of similarities in how they look, but I guess we'll see what he does over the beginning of his major league career, and then maybe the comparisons will be a little more sharp.
Whenever you order a hot dog, I'm only going to give you two toppings. What do you put on your hot dog?
Is it bad that I don't like toppings on my hot dog? I don't think there's anything wrong with a hot, like, you give me a good hot dog and a fresh bun, and I'm happy. I don't need any ketchup or mustard or anything to make it fancy.
You got to have some kind of beverage. How are you washing it down? You're just going just straight raw hot dog. You're not washing it down with anything.
I don't know. I'm not a. It's lame, but I drink a ton of water. Maybe a Mountain Dew every now and again. But I'm a pretty simple guy, all things considered. I know, boring answer, unfortunately.
Whenever you go get bottled water, do you have a certain brand that you try to get?
Now, see, here's the thing. We have in the Storm Chasers press box and front office, really all across all the employee spaces, we have the refillable, like the water tower that's, you know, filters the water. So that's usually what I'm going for, my reusable water bottle, and just going with that. Even at home, I'm probably going to the Brita pitcher before I'm grabbing just a bottle of water.
All right, last thing here. How realistic is the movie Bull Durham? You spent a lot of time in minor league baseball. How realistic is the movie?
You know, I get the sense for at the time it was pretty realistic, but unfortunately now, I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's great for the players, but these guys have it pretty good compared to how it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, now the housing's paid for, the paychecks are a lot more, the road trips are a lot better, because now in the minor leagues we have they don't call it an off day, it's the Monday travel day. So it's going to be very rare that you're flying day of. The buses are a lot nicer. Major League Baseball has all these high standards that teams have to go to for travel, for accommodation, for how the players are treated. So what Bull Durham depicts minor league baseball at, accurate for the time, but it really is night and day between how much Major League Baseball has, let's say, improved the minor leagues over the last 5 years. It is remarkable how much has changed.
Nick, you don't want to say it. These players are getting soft. I'll say it. Go ahead and say it, Nick. I want to put this on awful announcing. Minor league broadcaster says that minor league prospects are getting soft.
Oh, I don't know about soft, but I'll get the old Omaha Royals broadcaster Frank Adkinson emailed me. I think I made some comment on a broadcast about how, oh, you know, it was a tough turnaround coming back, a late night flight and an early day game. It was a late night flight on Saturday, early day game on Tuesday, and I got a fun email from the old Omaha broadcaster Frank saying, "Oh, you don't know how good you have it, Nicholas. In my day, we played 5 games in 5 days in 4 cities, and I do think these guys, look, there's some of them, like, you know, Omaha has, say, MJ Melendez, Nick Prado. They were around in the it's really the pre-COVID days of minor league baseball. But yeah, some of these guys that were drafted in 21, 22, even back to 2020, maybe they don't realize how good they have it now compared to what it used to be.
That is Nicholas Batters joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Omaha Storm Chasers. He got to see Jack Haglione for less than 2 weeks, and now you know what? He is going to make his Major League debut coming up at Busch Stadium later today. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Nick, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the line.
Darrington, I always appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. That is Nicholas Batters joining us on the show today. He covers the Omaha Storm Chasers. Every person who has been doing a job for any amount of time will always tell you how much more difficult their job was than you have it now. It doesn't matter what profession you are in. It might honestly be the exact same, but just if you've been doing it for a while, you're going to always tell the young bucks, man, y'all don't realize, man, how radio used to be, Rob. Think about how much radio has changed from when you started to what it is now. One day there's going to be a Rob Britton, and you're going to be telling him, man, we had to look up the stats in the encyclopedia. No, you didn't. You used ChatGPT. What are you talking about? Man, I'm telling you, man, look at the picture quality. I could barely see the games back in the day. Anybody that has done a job for a long enough time will tell you how much more difficult their job was in 2011 than it is now. No, it's not. It's the same. Stop complaining. Shout out to Nicholas Batters joining us on the show today.
I mean, we had interns a couple years ago, and a couple of them are now employees, JT, Quentin, and the likes. They would tell stories about their time starting in radio, and I definitely had those old man. Like, what are you talking about? They would be like, oh, you know, the graphics, you gotta have them tweaked and cut. I didn't have no graphics when I started in radio. You just grinded through it. That's what you had to do.
Text line 913-586-7965. Did the tornado alert sound go off during the interview? I don't know.
Yeah, it did.
I can't hear the sounder, so I'm just doing the show, and then you'll tell me if we're still on the air or not. So I apologize if you missed anything. I do not hear the tornado sounder.
We are.
They obviously don't care about my safety. They care about your safety. Care if Rob and I get hit with a tornado or not. Radio don't stop. We better keep talking.
I can say it did go off during the interview. It's now back to normal. I am seeing the National Weather Service has tweeted out that there's a tornado likely near the Truman Sports Complex right now. So please be safe if you are out, especially near the Truman Sports Complex.
I would make a joke, but you know what? Let's move on.
Passing along the information.
Let's move on. I would say something, but I'm just going to go ahead and move on.
I'm trying to help the people.
I don't want the Royals or Chiefs mad at me. This has been the longest peace tenure we've had with both of the sports teams. So I'm trying to keep it that way. Did you know that today on FanDuel, these are the top 5 most bet players to hit a home run today? Number 5 is Max Kepler. Number 4, Shohei Ohtani. Number 3, Kerry Carpenter. Number 2, Jack Caglione. And number 1, Aaron Judge. So if you want to take a bet over there on FanDuel, please gamble responsibly. They are also giving a 50% boost for Jack Caglione to hit a home run today. So, for those of you who don't know what this means, you can get Jack Caglione with the boost at plus 900. That means you can bet $10 that he'll hit a home run today, and you can turn that $10 into $100 if he hits a home run today.
I mean, I get why people are betting on him to hit a home run today. I mean, it just kind of feels like, you know who Jack Caglione? Jack Caglione is that guy that everything just always works for him. You know, in high school, he got all the girls. He was the varsity captain on the football, basketball, baseball team. He then went to college. He was amazing. He only played 50 games in the minor leagues, and now he's there. I mean, this would actually be very much on brand for Jack Caglione in his first Major League Baseball game to hit a home run today. That actually checks out that that's something that he would do. So I certainly get why he's very popular. He is the second most bet player today on FanDuel to hit a home run behind Aaron Judge, where Aaron Judge, he shouldn't even count. He shouldn't count. So Jack Caglione really is number one on the list, and then Aaron Judge, him and Shohei should just be on their own list. They just hit home runs so frequently.
I mean, I'm a person who quite literally is housing a Jack Caglione anytime home run bet tonight, because you're right. Shohei and Judge are just different animals. They don't really count, but the fact that Jack Caglione has taken exactly zero, they might have taken BP by now. He's taken BP maybe once in his major league career, has seen zero major league pitchers, and is only plus 600, which for those of you that bet the anytime home runs, that's about right, especially for the Royals this year. A plus 600 is par for the course. If you Dinger Tuesday boost it against a pitcher with a 4 ERA from the Cardinals, that's a nice little payday you have from watching the phenom hit a home run.
No, for sure. Something that you want to happen anyway. Someone on the text line says that the siren went off while he was giving his player comparison. His player comparison was the Pete Alonso. So if you missed it, that's what he said. He said the Pete Alonso one checks out for him. That does feel like the most likely comparison. Not saying that he's going to turn out to be Pete Alonso, but I think we have heard from enough people that have given their player comparison for him, and that just feels like the one that makes the most sense for where he is as a prospect. Text line 913-586-7965. We're talking about Jack Caglione, who is going to make his major league debut coming up later today. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Oh, you cut it, Rob. Hey, I'll play it for you guys that missed it. This happened during the tornado siren alert, so I want you guys to hear it.
6'5", 250 pounds, and the players that are that size in the major leagues, whether it's a early Stanton, Alonso, and Aaron Judge is a big guy. I do see similarities in his the power, the contact skills, just the way that he looks on the field does kind of remind me of, I think, those three guys between Alonso, Stanton, and Judge. There are kind of similarities in how they look, but I guess we'll see what he does over the beginning of his major league career, and then maybe the comparisons will be a little more sharp.
That was Nicholas Batter, who was on the show earlier today. If you missed any part of it, be sure to check out the podcast page on 96.5thefan.com and also the Odyssey app. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a shift pivot away from this. HUD will be on the show coming up at the top of the hour. The Chiefs lobbyist is meeting with Missouri state government representatives, and he gave a number on how much he believes a renovation will cost for Arrowhead. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We'll get back to local here coming up soon. Have you guys seen the picture of the attendance from the Rockies and Marlins game? Rob, do you know how many people were at last night's Rockies and Marlins game? I can't imagine a world in which I would spend money to go watch the Colorado Rockies play. Now, if it's free, sure, I'll go out there, have myself a Coors Light, have myself a beer, enjoy a nice Denver evening, but there's no world in which I pay. How much do you think, or how many people do you think were at yesterday's Rockies and Marlins game? Do you have a guess?
Like announced attendance or
paid
like
attendance?
Did they break 10? I'm going to say 9 and change.
5,894 people yesterday went to the Rockies and Marlins game. Just wanted to give you guys just a little example.
That's just season ticket holders. At that point, there is no walk up if you're only getting 5,000 to the yard.
You got season tickets for either the Marlins or the Rockies? I would ask for my money back immediately. Immediately, I would go to whoever I need to talk to. I'm calling my credit card company. I'm telling them that my card was stolen. I did not put Colorado Rockies season tickets on my credit card. No way in the world did I do this. Please give me my money back.
I know the game was in Miami. Is it possible that you have, like, if you buy season tickets, it's like a PSL, and now you can go see Pitbull or Flo Rida or whoever come to Marlins Park or that random bowl game that's at Marlins Park? You now get an opportunity to see those things, but you have to eat it on Marlins tickets. Maybe 5,000 people did that.
I don't know, but I'm telling you that I don't know if going to see Flo Rida or Pitbull in Miami is that big of a deal. It's like going to see Tech N9ne. If you live in Kansas City, you've seen Tech N9ne perform at least 3 times. That's your first concert. You just don't even know it. Hey, Mom, where are we going? Oh, we're going to see Tech N9ne. It's time for you to become a man, son. That's what happened. So, yeah, I don't know if you're getting Marlins season tickets because you want to see Pitbull. Why would I go pay to see that? He lives down the street. I saw him in Whole Foods. I don't think you're paying to go see Flo Rida. So let me give you guys this information, and we'll get back to the Royals. So right now they're having the Missouri special session about the bill to help fund the stadium. We would actually be spending a lot of time talking about this, but the Royals, they've called up Jack Caglione. But I think this is pretty important. So the Chiefs have a lobbyist. Obviously, they want to try to get this passed. And the Chiefs lobbyist told Missouri senators that if the team stays in Missouri, The Arrowhead Stadium renovation would be somewhere around $1.15 billion. Now, this is an increase from the price tag that they threw out when the vote was happening. The vote back in 2024, they had penciled around $800 million for the renovation. This would be a little bit more. Now, cost of things go up. I get all of that. I'm not here to debate their figures or not. But, I mean, that's the number that they're saying. $1.15 billion, which feels like it's in line to me. I mean, to build a new stadium is probably around $2 billion, and I would say that's on the low end. That's how much SoFi, or that's how much Allegiant was, excuse me. That's how much the Atlanta Falcons stadium was. SoFi Stadium's a little bit bigger. They spent a little bit more money. They also have those incredible video screens. So their stadium is a little bit different. So that's what the Chiefs are pitching. The Chiefs are pitching, if we're going to renovate Arrowhead, I do think it's pretty interesting to at least note this, and we'll move on from this, Rob. We don't got to spend too much time. I'm sure we will have enough time to talk stadium in the future. There has been no conversation that if the Chiefs are going to stay on the Missouri side, that they're building a new stadium. The plan for if the Chiefs stay in Missouri is going to be a commitment to where they already are. It's going to be a commitment to Arrowhead Stadium. There has not been a single piece of conversation, of rumor, of innuendo that would suggest that the Chiefs are interested in a new structure in Missouri. Now, obviously, if they move to Kansas, they have to build them a new stadium. But I think this is the plan. The plan is very simple. It is either pay the money to renovate Arrowhead, and I'm guessing they would do it in steps, or build them a brand new stadium out in Wyandotte County. We'll obviously see what happens, but I wanted to give you guys the number that was quoted today from a Chiefs lobbyist. $1.15 billion, they would project what the renovation cost would be like for the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Earlier today, Eric Hosmer was on the morning show, and here's what he said is the biggest adjustment going from the minor leagues to the majors. Here's Eric Hosmer.
I know time is a lot different now, but it's like, okay, the minor leagues, you're going to, you know, a different series, and I know now it's a lot different, 5 games, 6 games, whatever, but you go 3-4 games to one series and say this team's throwing kegs, nothing but sliders low and away, and then you go to the next series and they have a different game plan on you. The league, Major League Baseball, the numbers are out. Everybody knows what your flaws are. They're going to continue to basically attack those flaws until you can either prove to lay off of it or you can just prove that it's not a flaw anymore. So all stuff that I feel like Cags knows what's coming ahead. And, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, JJ and Q and the staff and all that, is they're going to let him know that stuff, and he's more than prepared.
I'm going to guess. This is just an assumption on my part. I'm going to assume that for the first time in a long time, Jack is going to play baseball at a level where the pitchers have the ability to get him out. I don't think that was the case at Florida. I think he was better than the pitching we've seen in the minor league level. I mean, he hit 330 in AA. He hit 320 in AAA. They didn't really have that much of an ability of getting him out. I think he is about to move to a level in which, yeah, their stuff is nasty enough. The movement, the velocity, you are now going to go against a bunch of pitchers that have the ability to get you out. Rob, we were talking about this yesterday, how we were having the conversation about the adjustment to Major League pitching, and people were bringing up the Clayton Kershaw. Going up against Clayton Kershaw at 37 years old in a rehab start, yes, great that you got those two hits. It's about to be a whole different level here for you at 22 years old making the jump to the major leagues. So not saying he can't handle it, not saying he won't have success, but I mean, that's going to be a major, major difference just from Omaha to Northwest Arkansas to when you were in single A ball and in college. You are going to be going up against some of the nastiest stuff that you have ever seen, breaking balls and sliders and curveballs. You are going to be going up against just pitching that you've never seen at this level before. And how do you adjust? Denny always says that baseball is about adjusting to the adjusting. Trust me, they will figure out a way to adjust to you. That's just what this level is. Here's what Eric Hosmer had to say is, what is the most exciting for the new Royals player, Jack Caglione?
you tell you what, depending on what brand he goes with, that thing might get up to size 18. You know what I mean? So that is impressive. So, you know, I've gotten to talk to him a couple times. I haven't been around him. Moose was out there in spring training, and he was telling me about an at-bat. There was someone stealing second to third, whatever it was, and Tag swung at a pitch, you know, it was a homer. I think it was against the Cubs or something, but came back in the dugout and was kind of asking Moose, like, man, maybe I don't know if I should have swung at that pitch. The guy was stealing. I should have gave him a pitch to go, shouldn't I? And just that kind of baseball talk, that kind of awareness lets you know that he's well beyond the years. And, you know, when JJ and these guys are thinking about bringing him up, obviously out of college, it's a little different, more advanced, but you know, we know we're going to be in a pennant race and we're going to be counting on Cags in big situations and stuff like that. Those type of conversations, just know that he can handle it and he's ready for it.
That was Eric Hosmer earlier today. He was on Fesco and Dusty. Really happy to hear from Eric Hosmer, who, I mean, certainly knows what this feeling is like. If you have been a Royals fan since Eric Hosmer's, you remember it was a really big deal when Hosmer made his major league debut. They had t-shirts. Remember, it said Hosmer Mania. It was 30,000 people out there. He was the first big Royals prospect in quite some time. And there was an expectation that he was going to hit the ground running, that he was going to be an all-star, that he was going to be a potential future Hall of Fame player. That's how people talked about Eric Hosmer in his high school career and making the jump to the major leagues. So at least this part of Jack Caglione's career, I don't know if there's too many people better to have speak on what it's like to be in this position as a guy who's set to make his major league debut coming up here in about 4 hours or so. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk to a former first round pick, certainly somebody who remembers his first game very fondly. Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster, will join us next. Really excited to get Hud's thoughts on this. That's coming up. Don't turn that dial. It's The Drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.